This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. After spending months responding to reports of aggressive turkeys harassing pedestrians near Old Wells Road and Highway 312, the city of Eau Claire is working with local U.S. Department of Agriculture officials on a humane solution. When the conflicts began back in spring, DNR officials said the aggression could be related to the turkeys' mating season. With the incident still occurring, however, the cause of that behavior now seems more territorial. Stanley Temple is a professor emeritus at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and a senior fellow at the Aldo Leopold Foundation. He says the turkeys' aggressive behavior could be the result of increased interactions with humans.
Unfortunately, one of the things that we do that it further encourages aggression is that when turkeys do sort of act even vaguely aggressive toward us, we retreat. We sort of run away from them. And that is sort of positive reinforcement for aggressive behavior.
Temple says the best way to avoid a confrontation with an aggressive turkey is to avoid the birds entirely, but there are other ways to escape the situation without providing positive reinforcement for aggression.
One is just leave the turkeys alone and sort of get out of their space, because it's generally proximity that triggers the aggressiveness. But if you do have an encounter with an aggressive turkey, you can certainly still intimidate them by not turning and running away, but by sort of confronting them, making loud noises, waving your hands, doing things that even a habituated turkey might find threatening and as a result back off.
Local USDA officials plan to relocate the turkeys to a less populated area over the coming weeks, but are still working out the details on how and when to capture them. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to be cautious on ice, especially during the early days of winter. According to a press release, taking proper precautions for heading out on the ice is particularly important in the early parts of the winter, as ice conditions change rapidly with weather fluctuations and the varying size of water bodies in the state. The DNR does not monitor ice conditions, but residents can check with places like local fishing clubs, outfitters, and bait shops for the most up-to-date information before leaving. In addition to being cautious about when they go out on the ice, residents should also remember to bring proper clothing and equipment with them. The Department of Natural Resources recommends people bring a personal flotation device when they head out, an extra pair of gloves, wear creepers attached to their boots to avoid slipping, and carry some spikes and rope in case they need to pull themselves out of the water. They should also always carry their cell phone and inform people where they're going and when they're planning to come back. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Office of Violence Prevention have launched a new grant program aimed at providing more support for places like school districts, law enforcement agencies, and domestic violence organizations across the state. According to a press release, funding through the new $10 million grant program will go towards addressing community and public safety needs. The Wisconsin Office of Violence Prevention will accept applications for funding through the new grant program until January 16th. The grant funding will cover five major categories, including suicide prevention, evidence-based violence intervention and outreach programs, and school-based initiatives. Eligible expenses for grant funding include things like promoting safe firearm storage and gun buyback programs, supporting after-school programs to keep kids out of harm's way, and supporting multi-agency law enforcement investigations. In the press release, Governor Evers said their goal was to provide more on-the-ground support to address cycles of violence and crime. The city of Menominee will begin removing trees infected by the invasive emerald ash borer this week. According to a press release, the city's Community Services Department will begin the removals with trees that represent a high-priority safety risk to residents after suffering damage at the hands of the invasive beetles. Following the removal of those trees, the city will move on to the Elmwood Addition neighborhood and the North Menominee neighborhood. Community Services Department officials say they plan to later reseed the areas where trees are removed. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has declared an energy emergency in the state as a result of persistent winter-related pipeline disruptions. According to a press release, the combination of severe winter weather and increased demand has stressed the pipeline system. The executive order declaring an energy emergency waives certain state and federal hours of service restrictions, allowing for faster and more efficient delivery of energy products like heating oil and propane, and ensuring residents have access to reliable heating during the winter months. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Office has received grant funding aimed at increasing public safety for residents with dementia. According to a press release, the funding comes from the Chippewa Valley Dementia Coalition Community Impact Grant Program. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Office received a total of $2,100 to fund programs to improve safety for residents with dementia, including new technology to assist families caring for relatives with dementia and expanding the county's information database for first responders. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning residents to be on the lookout for scams during the holiday shopping season. A common scam that pops up around this time of year involves scammers creating fake websites or social media ads featuring popular toys that may be out of stock in stores. While parents may be excited to find that toy, it either never arrives or they receive a cheap counterfeit of it. Agency officials are reminding parents to only make purchases from reputable stores and websites and be wary of offers that seem too good to be true. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers over the Bears in a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Green Bay over Chicago, 28-21. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams attempting a pass in the end zone to tie the game up, but Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon with the interception to clinch the win. I asked him what he saw.
We was in like a zero call, and my guy went behind the backfield, and I was chasing. And I saw the tight end free, so I knew he was the only person to get the ball. So I just ran to me through the ball. I thought he was going to overthrow it over me, and then I jumped, and I was like, oh, I can't grab it. I just grabbed it.
The Packers now 9-3-1, back in first place in their division. Head coach Matt LaFleur
took a full 60 minutes, and we're fortunate that we made a play when we needed to at the end of the game. But it was a back and forth battle, particularly in that second half.
Up next, they're on the road to Denver to face the Broncos. College basketball: the Wisconsin Badgers beat Marquette over the weekend. Tomorrow, they fly to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers Wednesday night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a high right around 20 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow. It's not going to be much. Less than a half inch. We'll drop into the mid to upper teens. And then tomorrow, more snow possible. Around an inch. A little rain mixed in at times as well. Our high right around 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.